Looking at singer and songwriter Paula Cole, she has had an amazing success record. She's adding to it now with a brand new studio album set for release next Tuesday, April 23rd, called Raven. It's a collection of original, very eclectic songs. Paula talked about the experience of songwriting. Tell me a little bit more about your creative process. You said the Strong, Beautiful Woman lines came to you in rhythm with your footsteps, and Red Corset came very quickly. Is there a typical pattern for you with writing a song, or is it changing with each day?
I'm less prolific than I used to be. It's like having a child is B.C. and A.D., right? Your life, B.C., is more prolific and oriented around yourself and your career. And so I was quite prolific then, and I had still have many songs in my catalog, which is wonderful because I can draw upon them as I need. But now, going back to it, since it's so much more few and far between, there's some advantage to that. I try not to get too unkind to myself or judgmental. That's like the first thing. You have to be somewhat kind to yourself in the writing process, or else you just won't get anywhere. So I try not to beat on myself too badly if I'm going for a long time without writing. And if it is that way, if my life is forcing me to be touring a lot or multitasking a lot, which is anathema to the creative process, I think, because the creative process is long thought. You require time and space, long thought, free association, really connecting with your subconscious. So that if I'm going to be kind to myself and let those few happenstances occur where I'm going to write, the good thing about that is that I find the songs are pretty different from one another. I find that if I'm writing more regularly in a task-oriented craft way, then I'm in more of a groove and there's more commonality song to song. With time, I'm really drawing upon different circumstances, different inspirations. So, for example, Red Corset, the newer songs that I mentioned, Red Corset, Secretary, Strong, Beautiful Woman, they are all very distinct to one another, and I think that's a positive. So, and I have to look at it positively, or else I'll just wallow in despair about how unprolific I am. And in the creative process, of course, sometimes it happens fast. And sometimes it's more meticulous, and you must put on your craft hat. And I think you have to change it up, because it's not going to be the same. Sometimes you should go to a guitar, or if you can't play guitar, open tune it like I do. Sometimes it is melody internally in your head. Sometimes it's your fingers going to the same places on a keyboard. Sometimes it's journaling or a lyrical phrase. Sometimes it's verbal first. So, I mean, I talk about the songwriting process. I've even done, like, songwriting class and done clinics at Berklee College of Music, my alma mater. And I talk about this because it's you need to diversify your influences when writing to keep it healthy, keep the field fertile.